This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. Rebels have abandoned the capital of Chad, N'Djamena. Heavy fighting over the weekend injured scores of people, apparently civilians, as rebels attack the Chadian presidential palace. They're trying to overthrow President Idriss Déby. The Chadian foreign minister, Ahmed Al-Ami, continues to blame Sudan for backing the rebels. Speaking through an interpreter, he says Chad will retaliate if it must.
Si c'est nécessaire pour la sécurité du Chad.
If it's necessary for the security of Chad, for the defense of the integrity of Chad, we will go to Sudan. You want us to stand by with our arms crossed? For our own defense, we will be obliged to respond in any way we can.
Sudan has sharply rejected the charge that it supports the rebels, but the attack in Chad has delayed the deployment of European peacekeepers who are to help bring stability to Chad's border with the Sudanese Darfur region. Sudan objects to the peacekeepers. There's been another bombing in Sri Lanka, the third in as many days. A bus was attacked today in the northeast part of the island nation, and as many as 12 people are feared dead. Yesterday, a female suicide bomber blew herself up at the main rail station in Sri Lanka's capital, killing at least 11 people. On Saturday, a bomb killed 18 people on a bus. The victims were mostly older women on a religious pilgrimage. The Sri Lankan government is battling rebels who want to create a separate homeland. A Palestinian suicide bomber in Israel killed one person today when he set off his device. Israeli police killed his accomplice before he could set off a second bomb. There haven't been suicide bombings in Israel in some months. There's concern that militants may have slipped into Egypt, or rather into Israel from Egypt. Over the weekend, Egypt resealed its border with the Palestinian territory Gaza. The border fence had been blown open by Palestinian militants and stayed open for days as hungry Palestinians clambered through in search of food and scarce goods. Congress gets a new budget proposal from President Bush today. It's worth an estimated $3 trillion and features cuts in government health care programs. It also slows or stops spending in other areas. It also seeks to protect large tax cuts awarded earlier this decade. Mr. Bush says the American government has to stop spending money.
We don't need more money. We need to prioritize your money. We need to be wise about how we spend your money.
The Associated Press reports President Bush would spend more money this year on defense-related items. That's up an estimated 7% to half a trillion dollars. And Chicago area police are searching for a gunman who shot and killed five women at a suburban shopping mall over the weekend. Police believe the shooter was trying to rob a Lane Bryant clothing store but didn't complete the crime. He escaped. Two Chicago area papers say a sixth woman was also shot but survived the attack. Police have not confirmed this. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Rachel, back to you.
Thanks, Corva.